Welcome to episode 316 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Good morning. I'm back.
The fam's back together. Producer Gerald behind the glass. It's a threesome this morning.
A threesome. Is it really?
Yeah. Threesome. Happy threesome. Threesome Sunday.
A Super Bowl threesome Sunday.
It is a Super Bowl Sunday. Not when you're listening, but...
Not right now. It's not going on now.
But yeah, it's a Super Bowl Sunday right now.
It's not actually the Super Bowl part of it yet.
Right. Well, it's the Sunday, though.
It's the Sunday that the game is played on, but...
It's about party favors and finger foods and...
Pizza and wings.
Pizza, football. Good day for Pizza Hut, probably.
Oh, not up here.
Good day for a Little Caesars.
No, it's probably a good... Up here is more a good day for Salvatore's, Captain Tony's Birdland.
Captain Tony's Birdland?
Yeah.
That's a place that makes food?
Oh, yeah. Pizza and wings.
Captain Tony. Good day for Papa Murphy?
Probably not. People don't want to make their own food. Don't want to make their own pizza on Super Bowl Sunday.
They have a take and bake Super Bowl special I heard on the radio yesterday.
Nobody's going to buy that shit.
Large any toppings, I think
$10. I'll tell you what, those pizzas, Papa Murphy's is way too expensive for the fact that you actually have to do the work. Like, you can buy one already done for the same price. Already cooked. You just take it home and eat it.
Yeah, but you have to eat that on their time. You can wait for Papa Murphy's. You can have it when you're ready.
I guess. No, I guess I see it differently.
Papa Murphy's is a better alternative to a frozen pizza.
Well, yes. I'll give it that. But it's, you know, I'm not going. I can get a DiGiorno's for $5. I'm not going and getting an actual pizza from a pizza place for $5. There's a reason it's not as good. Because it's cheaper and you have to do the work yourself.
It's a take and bake revolution.
You use a lot of Papa Murphy's?
No, the one here shut down. The one that's close. I think there's another one, but the one that was close to me shut down.
There's one on Wilma Rudolph, isn't there?
That's the one that closed.
Oh.
Now, they closed down. They were next to a massage parlor.
Yes, they were.
And a...
Wasn't there a Mexican restaurant?
Closed dentist office.
Oh, so that plaza didn't make it?
That plaza is super, super screwed up now. There's still the massage parlor, and that's it. UPS store moved out. Everything has moved out. Yeah, I think there might be like one functioning business in that plaza.
That's next door to the plaza with the liquor store in it, right? Or the same plaza?
Down just a little bit.
Yeah. I've been gone for a while. Got to get my bearings for a second.
Yeah, it shows that there's two more. There's two. I don't think that's true. I think the one on Fort Campbell Boulevard is the only one that's left open.
Lies.
Oh, Madison Street. I don't even know where that Papa Murphy's at.
Oh.
Pop Murph. Take in bake. It's the letter N too. It's not take and bake.
Take in?
Take in bake.
Take in bake.
This show's all about pizza and Super Bowl Sunday.
Hey, I ain't mad.
It's about Tom Brady.
No.
It's the Tom Brady show.
It is not. It will never be the Tom Brady show.
It's weird. The more success that you find, the more people just despise you.
I didn't like him before, so I'm fine.
But people extra hate him because he's done well.
They do. You're right. I agree with that.
Let's say he cheated 50% of the time. He's still better than most if you take half away.
Yeah, that's some funky math, but okay.
No, if you took half, if you said he cheated half the time, took half the success away, he's still better than most.
I guess. I don't know.
Look at him eating right there.
I know. What is that? A chicken wing?
Looks like a chicken leg. Chicken leg. Chicken leg Brady. He's a weird guy, but good football player.
Yeah. He's definitely a good football player. I mean, you can hate him all you want, but he's been successful. You can't honestly say that he hasn't.
Yeah. I don't hate him. I don't love him. Not a Patriots fan.
I don't really have an opinion. I just don't like Patriots fans who are like, oh, Patriots. The Patriots are the best. And it's like, yeah, where were you when they sucked?
It's easy to cheer for winners.
Right.
That's why so many people cheer for us.
Right.
It's easy. It's easy to cheer for a couple of fucking winners that bang out a good show every week. That part's not hard.
We'll go with that. Sure.
Yeah, that part's easy to do.
Sure.
We'll go with that. A couple of winners.
We're a couple of winners.
Yep.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I sure don't feel like it some days.
I always feel like a winner. I do want to tell a quick story. My dog. I have three dogs.
Okay. I know.
So three of them, they've been together for like 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are older, but the three together have been 3 years, 4 years now. Two of them yesterday just decided to get in a fight.
For no reason?
I'm sure there was a dog reason that I don't know about, but I couldn't, from my investigation, I couldn't find a motive.
You never discern the motive? No?
No. The problem is one of them is 42 pounds and the other is 111 pounds.
Ooh.
That's not what you would call a fair fight.
No, that's not a fair fight at all.
Here's the thing, though. The little one messes with the big one all the time. Like, he's the alpha.
Gotcha.
So, I think it just hit the fan yesterday.
And then the alpha, or the beta dog got to his breaking point.
Yeah, I think so. You pushed him and pushed him and pushed him, so.
Uh-huh.
That was not good.
There is a lesson in bullying. That's why we don't bully folks.
It's the anti-bullying story. So I heard the noise, the ruckus, had to run out the door, do the thing that they tell you not to do and break the two dogs up.
Uh-huh.
Because the big dog had the little dog by the neck pinned down.
Right.
Which freaked me out.
Game over. Yeah.
Right. Freaked me out. Take the little dog to the vet. He had to get four staples. It was a whole thing yesterday.
Wow.
A whole thing. And I don't know about everyone's vet, but my vet will squeeze you in 2 to 4 hours when you show up without an appointment.
Okay.
And so you just sit there.
Right. While this guy's bleeding.
While the dog's, yeah. And now, in fairness, I'm sure if the dog was like bleeding, like he had pretty much quit bleeding in the 30 minutes it took us to get him to the vet.
Right.
I knew it wasn't bad. What I was worried about was swelling and infection because he did break the skin.
Right.
I don't even think he needed the staples, if I'm being real. I think they did that because those staples were $20 each. They're a very high-quality staple, apparently. As someone who's purchased staples before, $20 seems high.
For one?
$20 per staple.
Yeah, that's excessive.
He got four staples for a total of $80.
Of course, they're doing more than holding like four pieces of paper together, too.
Same idea, though.
It is the same idea, but, you know, riding a bicycle.
Like a thick staple.
Riding a bicycle and driving a car is the same idea. You're using it to get from point A to point B. There's definitely an expense difference in those two.
Not $20.
It's actually more than $20, to be fair.
What do you think the price of a regular staple is a fraction of a cent?
What do you get, 100 staples for what?
Like a nickel.
No, if you go to Staples, Staples.
No calls. They give them to you.
No, that's not how that works. That's not how any of that works.
Look, so that's what they look like, too. They're like the same fucking size as a normal, like barely thicker than a normal staple.
Yes, but they are made to hold skin together, not. I'm not saying, I looked at the
geometry. They look like they've made the exact same way as one that holds paper together.
I'm not saying that the gross amount that you had to spend is acceptable. What I'm saying is they are a better staple than your regular run-of-the-mill.
I think they just popped a swing line in him, to be real. That's what it looks like.
Well, you could have done it. Why didn't you just sew it up yourself?
I don't think it needed to be sewed up. It was just a little puncture. Two little punctures. I think they did it because they knew that there was $20 behind every one of those clicks.
I think they were maybe being cautious. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Prescribed three different medications, an anti-inflammatory pain med, and then two antibiotics. They gave us some cleaning wipes, the four staples. They were nice enough to charge us to shave two spots.
Uh-huh. So what, $300?
$236.
Yeah, I wasn't far off.
Yeah. $236. And a two-hour wait.
And a 2 hour wait, yeah.
And that was the 2 hour wait was free. They didn't even charge for
that.
They
didn't charge you for that, though.
That was complimentary to the situation. So I decided yesterday I was going to relax. The dog fight happened, didn't get to relax, then I had to go pick something up. So I relaxed a grand total of like an hour yesterday.
Well, that's good.
On the day where I'd planned to relax no less than 7 hours.
Right.
Well, so it's pretty disappointing.
It happens. You can relax after this today.
I can't. That's the thing. I've got to edit this so that you people can have this. Just cover your body in audio. Just drown all over you.
And after that, you can relax.
Nope. Then I got to start making some finger food for later.
Are you having a gathering?
No, but I'd like to eat, and I don't want to fuck around with it while the game's going on. So I'm making like some teriyaki chicken sliders, making some regular sliders, some sort of potato style dish that I found online.
Some potato what?
A potato dish.
A potato dish.
It's weird. It's like you make potato wedges, but then you put this cheese sauce on them and then bake everything together. And It's like a potato cheese blooming onion.
Yeah, I've seen them before.
And then making something else. There's a buffalo chicken dip.
Chicken wing dip is good.
Yeah, so that's pretty easy, though. That doesn't really crock pot that up.
Yeah, I have a friend making it. I am making cowboy beans stew for a gathering I'm going to later.
Oh, you're going to a gathering?
I'm going to a gathering, yes.
Yeah.
Well, it works out because my poor wife actually has to go into work tonight.
Oh, that sucks.
Because there's a super important thing happening tonight that they decided to start on Super Bowl Sunday. To be fair, this was planned like two years ago.
I was supposed to say no one had a calendar. No one?
The work thing. Well, no one knew when it was going to be.
Yeah. No, I didn't know it was 3 years ago, though.
Yeah.
My initial thought was really
nobody. It was like 2 years ago when these are what are called hospital goal lives. I won't go into it, but it's basically making, I'm not going to go into it. It's just, it's a lot more important than the work I do. Let's just put it that way. So she has to go in tonight, and she is dropping me off at a friend's house where he's having a gathering. And then she is swinging by and hanging out for a bit and picking me up, and we're leaving. So,
going back home. So you're saying that you can act however you want?
Pretty much.
Is what you're excited about.
I'm probably not going to act stupid, though.
Now, if you look at this picture that producer Gerald has up, these are people with too much fucking time. I don't like these people.
Yeah. Oh, the people that make stadiums out of food?
Yeah, I don't like these people at all.
Those people are stupid.
Now, that one looks like if I was to do it, like they started with good intentions and they're like, fuck it, just dump the chips out.
Uh-huh.
But the other one with the sub sandwich stadium, that person can go to hell. That person. That food wouldn't even be good anymore because you spent 27 hours making it.
Right. You know what else I don't like about that? Look at all those subs.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all the same fucking submarine sandwich.
Yeah, it looks like they have like miniature like foliage on them, like some Woodland Scenics train model. What is that green? It's like a green that I'm unfamiliar with.
It's probably some sort of a spring mix lettuce or something.
There appears to be a red pepper.
But there was like, there's probably 75 freaking submarine sandwiches there. And who's going to eat all 75 submarine sandwiches?
Is that see that tunnel right there in front? Is that cinnamon rolls? A cinnamon roll tunnel up front?
I think it might be.
Yeah, fuck this person.
That's a dumb, yeah.
And I mean that. Don't if listen to this after the Super Bowl, you're like, whoops, I made the sub sandwich stadium. There's always next year.
Right.
You haven't failed forever, but don't do this anymore. It might have been cool to look at, but it wasn't functional for your gathering.
Right. Exactly.
It was am I going to come take a sandwich out and the whole thing's going to fall and I'm an asshole?
It was not an efficient use of your time. Or your money.
Right. I just wanted to eat a sandwich. I didn't know I was going to tear down your...
Yeah, yeah.
Your Etsy project.
I
You're something off your Pinterest board. Right. Sorry. Sorry, bro. Didn't know I was going to wreck it.
It is not necessary to do all that.
God, those look good. Loaded baked potato rounds.
Mm.
I'm hungry. No breakfast this morning. Going in dry.
Oof.
Yep, dry run.
So I had some orange juice, so...
Now, do you pulp or no pulp?
No pulp.
Always no pulp?
Not always no pulp. No, it's just what I don't mind pulp like a lot of people do, but it's easier because most people like are against pulp.
Yeah,
and like, I won't drink it then. So it's easier to just have no pulp in the house, especially since it doesn't bother me either way.
It's weird because so people drink pulp, but I don't hear people request pulp ever.
Right.
Like, I don't care. Orange juice is orange juice for me.
Me too.
But you hear people at the restaurant be like, do you have no pulp? But you've never heard anyone be like, you got a big glass of that pulp orange juice for me?
I
want to go full pulp.
Yeah, see, pulp doesn't bother me. But
full pulp.
I actually like pulp. If I'm buying it just for me, I will buy it with pulp. But since it turns out I'm not, usually other people will drink it because I don't drink enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, when nieces and nephews come over or whatever, or friends with their children, and they'll have orange juice. Well, if it has pulp, they don't want it because they're kids, and kids are just little jerks mostly.
Yeah, it's not a bad plan, though, to make sure that you get to all the OJ. Sorry, we got extra pulp today, kids.
If I needed to, I would, but I won't drink it all. It'll just sit in the refrigerator and take up space. So
yeah,
to ensure that it will disappear, you give it to them. You get no pulp so that they will drink it.
Right. Welcome to the Pulpcast.
Ooh.
Dan and Ryan, where we give you all the juicy news.
That's right. 100% OJ all the time.
Ooh. It's all orange juice all the time. And sometimes we talk about OJ Simpson.
We don't ever talk about OJ Simpson.
You said all OJ all the time.
I did.
What about Orange Julius? Where do you fall on that?
Oh, that's old school. Now, let me tell you something. Well, old man Dan here. I used to hang at the Orange Julius, guys.
Oh, you used to get the hang on there.
You know, in my cool ass windbreaker, my parachute pants.
Just hanging at the Orange Julius.
The Orange Julius and going shopping at the merry-go-round and the Benetton. Yeah. I know you've only heard about it in songs and think you've seen pictures, but it was real.
There's still an Orange Julius in the mall in Nashville.
Because I'll tell you what. Here's what you got to remember is now malls are kind of going the way of, you know.
The arcade.
Yeah. They're they're slowly disappearing. But let me tell you something. When you're talking mid to late 80s, all right, the mall was in its fucking prime. Like, that was the thing. That was the place to be. And we went to the mall all the time, me and my friends, and just hung out and walked back and forth and went in different stores. That's it. That's all we did.
I think Dairy Queen bought Orange Julius.
Could be. I don't pay attention to either one of them much anymore. So
yeah, I think they purchased them.
Yeah,
they purchased the brand.
There was a time when Orange Julius was.
It was the spot, apparently.
It was the shit, man. Yep, we could go to the mall and walk around and then hang out in the food court for an hour and then go walk around because they might have something new. They didn't, but they might. Might be something you missed. But that was a good time, see, because that's when you had different movie stores. That was before the internet and streaming and all that. So they had, you know, movie stores and they had bookstores and they had, you know, music stores and video game stores. And it was, you could spend hours and hours and hours in the mall just looking through stuff. You might go home with something, you might not. But it's kind of like now when you find some, when you and I talk about finding something in the wild.
Right.
You know, your odds were actually a lot better at that time.
Yeah, because you weren't overwhelmed by advertising and
right
porn.
Right. Right. You can find some movie. Oh, I've been looking for this movie.
Right.
And now it's like, go to Amazon, beep, beep. Because that's the only option you have because nobody sells fucking movies anymore.
Right. You can one-click that thing. to your door in 2 days. What a future.
In the wild.
Did you ever think in 1980 that you were going to be able to jump on a computer, click one time, and have it at your house in 2 days?
Well, the thing is, I feel like me and my friends, when we were that age, we probably talked about that stuff, but we talked about it in a very futuristic, nonsensical way.
Right.
You know?
Now, quick update. Orange Julius was purchased in 1987 by Dairy Queen.
Wow, that long ago, huh?
They've been owning it.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either. We're going to shift gears to video games. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. This show comes out every Monday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on podcast services around the world and other places. Be sure to listen. Be sure to listen.
Listen.
Get your listening on. Be sure to listen. We're on the Dash Radio also, in case you're driving around with Dash on in the car. You can check us out there. However you listen, however you get these sweet, sweet, seductive voices in your ears, We'll just keep doing it that way. We're happy to have you. And if you want to support the show, you can head over to patreon.com/GameStitch and do so. Now, we played a little bit of Rocket League together.
Mm-hmm.
Been on quite the tear lately. Been playing pretty well.
Yeah. I don't think we lost that night, did we?
No. We lost right after you got off, I think.
Oh.
Or we lost the last game you played.
No.
You sure we didn't lose that last game?
The last game I played is the one that put me over into the next level.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I was
like,
okay. We
lost the first one after you got off, and then we won like 8 more.
You know what? We lost the one before that.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, we lost right there around that time.
Because I was going to level up, and I didn't.
Yeah.
But win or lose, I was going to level up anyway, so I played another game.
Yeah. Then me and Howard won like 8 more in a row.
Yeah, we were on
a tear. Quite the tear. Mm-hmm. Quite the tear. I played some more Subnautica. I still absolutely love that game.
You did. Yeah.
I do. I've really got quite the compound going now. I've got the multi-purpose room, and I've got the observatory, which I haven't built yet, but I've got a pretty nice looking place. I no longer need to go to my survival pod. I have recreated an actual living space that I can go to. And the next step is to start making a living space that's further away so that I could get even further away from base.
Because
right now I have to be able to return to base. So I think I'm going to go out in 2 different directions and build at least a multi-purpose room in each one of those with a radio and a fabricator and some lockers so I can at least get over there and look at that. So that's similar to what my compound looks like now, only I don't have that observatory, which is the glass one on the end, built yet.
Got it.
So I'm pretty excited about that. Trying to think if we played anything else or if I played anything else. I don't think so. I think that was it.
I did. I only played one other game, but I played it very, very quickly because I've been excited for it. But I didn't have a whole lot of time because I had other things going on, so I only played it for about 15 minutes. But I downloaded and played The Hong Kong Massacre. I've been excited for that game, paying attention to it, and it came out, and it turns out it's fucking hard. I'm gonna push through it. It's a top-down twin-stick shooter. I think I need to make some adjustments to the sticks because I think they're moving a little too slow, or I just don't have my twin stick, you know, headspace going. So I need to make, there's some adjustments I need to make, but it's essentially a top-down twin stick John Woo movie. And you can do, you know, you can slow time down, Max Payne style. So I think I need to figure out the mechanics and how to use them and where they work in order for me to be better at this game. Because I like,
it's
I really
hot,
like
Hotline Miami vibe to it.
It's got Hotline Miami vibe too. Yeah, very much so. But the slowing down time, and there's a button you can push to do your, you know, you could slide over bars or slide over tables or do the tuck and roll thing that is so common in those old school Hong Kong movies. So Asian movies. So I'm so I just played a little bit of that. I'm trying to think if I played anything else. No, I feel like that's it. That and Rocket League.
Yeah, so it was a slow week for me as well. Just a little Subnautica, about an hour of Subnautica, and then...
Well, it's been just super shitty weather this week.
Yeah.
It's been like negative 25 here.
That sucks.
It was actually warmer in Antarctica one day than it was here, so...
It got down to 15 here, which is uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's pretty cold for you guys. Yes, plus, we were lucky enough to have 40-mile-an-hour gusts, too. So, you know, we got... And snow. And 10 inches of snow, so...
Just pipes busting everywhere around here. People not understanding how the cold weather works.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
So, that's what's been going on here. Do you want to dive into the first news story? New is...
We can. Remember I wasn't on last week. I believe you said something you want to talk about our PS4 numbers.
Oh, do you have those?
I do.
Okay. You explain what this is while I pull mine up.
Okay. Basically, every year, PlayStation tracks your stats, your playing stats, what you played, how much time you spend on. And then at the every January, you get this cool little, they send you this little email that gives you all the information, which is, you know, it's really kind of cool, but it's also kind of creepy because they're tracking you, obviously. I don't think people ever think of that aspect of it.
I'm fine with that.
It is a little creepy, though. I can see how people would be creeped out by it. So, and then basically, after the end of the year, they send you your stats for the year before, which consists of how much, what game you played the most, how many trophies you earned, of those trophies you earned, what types you earned, and just the whole list of games you played. And I think this year they actually sorted it out month by month at one point.
It does sort it out that way.
So did you find yours?
It's loading now.
Ah!
I just punched the microphone too. Did you hear that?
I did. Yes.
And it also, a strong lift.
They also give you some information of what some of the other, what was the most game played, or and just fun little fun facts. For example, did you know that Kratos from God of War was killed 924,757,695 times in God of War last year?
I actually knew that before this came out.
What's that?
I knew that before this came out.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
How did you know that?
I've been counting. Been counting. I got mine pulled up. I'm ready to discuss. So the first category is how many games you played, different games you played in 2018.
I got to find that one.
It's all the way up top.
Oh, 44. I played 44 different games.
I played 63 different games. Then we go to the amount of hours spent on our top three games.
Ah, yes. What are yours?
Rocket League with 503 hours. Now, I'll tell you, there's a discrepancy here because there's a math at the bottom that makes this number not add up correctly.
Okay.
Because I think it says I played online 515 hours of Rocket League, but whatever. Uh-huh. Second most played was No Man's Sky at 51 hours.
Wow.
Which is a super shock to me.
Yeah.
And the third most played was Jurassic World Evolution with 46 hours.
Yeah, that all makes sense. Well, I didn't play near as much as you did. My top games, I spent 132 hours in Rocket League. I had 65 hours in Marvel's Spider-Man. And 59 hours in God of War. So those were mine.
Very PlayStation heavy top three. PlayStation exclusive heavy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So my top genre is driving racing. Eight games, 45 trophies, 515 hours.
Mine is action adventure. 15 games, 143 trophies, 203 hours.
Now, what is your total hours of gameplay from last year?
518.
I came in just under over 900, 902 hours.
Now, were you up from the year before?
Yes.
I was too.
Yeah, I played more. So, 333 hours locally, 569 hours online, and 65 hours in VR.
Now, see, I have a problem with this math here because I don't think this is right. So, I think there's some of December that they didn't take into account. And they do say that. But I spent 418 hours locally, 100 plus hours online.
It says 100 plus?
Yes.
That's weird.
And 8 hours in VR.
That
I played
sound
Firewall
like very much VR.
For 8 hours alone.
That doesn't sound like very much VR for sure.
That doesn't sound like enough VR.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like much. So when I got mine, I was like, 65 hours doesn't seem like that much VR until I started talking to everyone else with VR. And I was like, maybe that is a shit ton because I feel like most people are around where you are.
Yeah, and mine's not right, though.
8 to 10 hours.
Mine's probably more along the, I would say mine's closer to 20. I think there's, it does say it doesn't take all of, they may have missed stuff at the end of the year. So, I'll give them that. I'm probably closer to 18 to 20 hours.
What's your longest gaming streak in consecutive hours?
24.
You play for 24 hours straight. That seems not right either. Left that PS4 on.
I may have, but I don't know.
You definitely never played for a full day straight.
I may have.
You didn't. You didn't. Mine's 8 hours, and I can 100% confirm you did not play for 24 hours.
I don't. Yeah, I know. I don't think I did. Actually,
that's no fucking sleep or anything. Just 24 hours. That didn't happen. If that happened, you would have got on this show and be like, "I just played for 24 hours."
It may have happened.
It didn't happen.
Well, hold on. When did Andromeda come out? Wasn't it this year? Wasn't this just past March?
I have no idea, but I feel like he didn't play for 24 hours straight. Because that's the first I've heard about it.
The first you've heard about what?
You ever playing anything for 24 hours straight.
But it wouldn't have been, I would have taken breaks, yes, but it would have been paused.
Yeah, you just left that PS4 running. What's your days played in 2018?
223.
I have 290. I prefer late night, which should not come as a shock.
I prefer evening.
And my most played day is Monday, because Mondays suck and I'm trying to make them better.
Mine's Saturday.
I earned 547 trophies in 2018.
I earned 308.
With a breakdown of 4 platinums, 52 gold, 117 silver, and 374 bronze.
I had 1 platinum, 20 gold, 50 silver, and 237 bronze.
What was your platinum? Do you remember?
I have no fucking clue.
Yeah. Through PlayStation Plus, I downloaded 45 games in 2018.
I downloaded 14. I don't see how that's right either. Oh. And oh. You think this takes into account what you just put in the library? No, it must, because you do.
Yeah, because I don't download like anything. So I don't know. I saved $114 with the PlayStation Plus discount. I like how they throw that in there so that they understand the value. They're just showing me that value right off the bat.
You know what? You saved how much?
$114.09.
On how many games?
Well, this is in sales and discount. This has nothing to do with the PlayStation Plus games. Yeah. If you were to buy something, that's half total off because of PlayStation Plus sale.
I'd say $79.09.
Yeah. So here's where I have the discrepancy. Top Plus game played online is Rocket League at 518 hours.
Mine's 96 hours, yep.
But up top, I just played it for 505. Now I've played it for 518, so I don't know which is true. Some shenanigans for sure. I won't go through everything else, but my top played month as far as games was January. My top trophy earning was November. No, it was June. It was June. I have no idea what I'm talking about. And my most time played was July because it was hot as fuck outside.
Okay. My top game played month was January. My top trophies was also January. And April was my most time played. So I feel like Andromeda did come out this past year.
I still don't believe that you played for 24 hours.
Okay, that's fine. And I am a masterful adventurer, whatever that means.
I'm a speed demon. Slug it fast. My stats are always going to be skewed toward the driving genre because of Rocket League.
Right. Oddly enough, Rocket League was my most played games. But of the other games, I played other games more than I played Rocket League.
Not in total hours.
And I'm apparently a adventurer.
Yeah, see, I think that's the problem is I played so much Rocket League, I couldn't offset with all the other things I played.
Right. Well, played a bunch of different genres, too.
Yeah, jump around. Jump up, jump up, jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Mm-hmm. This has been episode 316. We're shutting her down. Shutting it down. It's closing up shop. You got the PlayStation stats. It's all you guys needed. The hard-hitting PlayStation facts. I wish Xbox did the same thing. Like, I want to know what I'm playing over there.
Yeah.
I want to know what I'm getting on the Xbox side and Nintendo for that fact, too. Send out some stats.
The thing that's happened is it seems my... I'm not even sure why I even have an Xbox anymore. I don't think it's been turned on in forever.
Yeah, I played some Sea of Thieves not too terribly long ago, and I'm ready to play again for Sea of Thieves. But yeah, I don't play it a lot. And my Switch has been real hit or miss here for me lately.
Yeah.
Let's breeze through the news because we ran long on that. We'll start with release dates for February.
February.
A lot of people have trouble with February. It's a tough month for some people to pronounce.
It's like saying people have trouble with ambulance.
I don't hear that a lot.
You don't?
I do have a family member that says Paschetti, though, instead of spaghetti.
Ooh, I don't like those people. You know what else I got a thing about? All right, it's hate. It's not hate.
Yeah, but some people put in there.
Because a hate is something different.
Hate
is something different.
It's real close to taint, too.
It's a hate is actually what's considered a southern ghost of sorts.
A hate.
But who, instead of being attached to a house, they are attached to a area where something happened. So like an outside ghost, and they're called hate.
I do hate ghosts, though.
Oh, my God.
I do hate them.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You want to ride an ambulance?
As long as we're eating Paschetti. Release dates for February 2019.
February.
We're skipping Ace Combat for PC because it's already out everywhere else. So yes. Let's start February 1st with Wargroove. I don't know anything about it. I assume it's where you have dance battles.
It seems like it.
On the battlefield. That's the only thing I can think of. It's Switch only, though.
And that should already be out.
Yeah, it should already be out. February 5th, the next release, 3DS. Etrian Odyssey Nexus.
I think it's Etrian. Etrian Odyssey.
No one's going to play it. Doesn't matter. Next game. The Occupation. I like that. You just play jobs. The Occupation.
I don't think it means... It's not that kind of occupation, I don't think.
You pick a job, you go, you do it. It's PS4, no. Xbox One, PC, February 5th.
I don't think it's that kind of occupation.
On February 8th, you'll be allowed to eat God for the third time in God Eater 3 for PS4 and PC. Mm-hmm. So, that's what that game is. For sure. February 12th for PS4 and Switch, you'll get the Liar Princess.
It's a liar.
The Liar Princess. Those words are tough. The Liar Princess and the Blind Prince. That sounds like it's going to be not fun to me.
Huh.
She lies. He can't see.
Yeah, I don't see a future for those two.
Sounds like an odd couple for sure. February 15th, we get Crackdown 3 on Xbox One and PC. Remember, that's day and date with Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a lot of people cracking down for the third time on that day.
I think I'll give it a shot. I'm thinking I'm going to give it a shot.
Oh, why not? It's free.
It is, exactly.
They're just giving it to you. You don't even have to pay them any money.
Right. No, I do. I already have.
Far Cry New Dawn, also on February 15th for PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
See, this is Jump where I'm Force. Stuck, because I want to play that, too.
So, here's what you do, though. You play the Crackdown till Far Cry takes a price drop.
Well, the problem is a month later... The Division 2 comes out, and I'm going to be geared into that pretty hard, probably.
So then you play The Division until Far Cry takes another price drop.
What?
Then you're getting Far Cry for nothing, basically.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah, I don't know. By then, it'll be spoiled. I don't want it spoiled.
The same day, you're going to get Jump Force for PS4, Xbox One, and PC, along with Metro Exodus for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Metro Exodus looks awesome, too.
The Metro games always look awesome, but I hear they're incredibly hard.
Jump Force is not what I'm interested in, but also looks good. But yeah, yes. Metro looks really good to me. I'm not going to play it, but it looks really good. Then we're going to go to February 26th, where we're getting Yakuza Kiwami for PC. February 22nd. I don't know why those are out of order. What happened there, you think? Weird. What do you think happened there?
That's a typo of some sort.
this list had me skip February 22nd, which is Anthem, the biggest release of the month by far, PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
Probably. You're not getting Anthem, right?
So I'll let you in on a fun fact. I'm not buying anything on this list.
Hmm.
I don't want to play any of this. And that, for some people, that might feel like a letdown. I'll tell you, I'm pretty pumped.
But do you have nothing to play?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited that I don't plan to play any of these because I have so much that I want to play.
You're not going
to
play Crackdown 3 just to try it?
I might try it, but there's no way that game gets more than 10 hours of my attention.
That's fair.
I'm not going to say there's no way. There's no way that I can fathom that that game gets more.
You cannot foresee you spending that much time in it at this point.
Now, this game looks good. So I don't know about this. This Anno 1800 for PC, but I'm not one of those nerds that plays on a computer.
You're not one of those nerds.
It looks good. That comes out February 26th, along with Dirt Rally 2.0 for PS4, Xbox One, and PC, and Trials Rising for PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Switch.
Now, if you were to play anything on there, you'd probably play Trials, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty checked out of those two, though.
Are you?
I think I'm going to make February my hot VR month.
Oh, yeah?
So many VR games to play.
Just going to go balls deep. That reminds me. I forgot to talk about one of the games I played. I forgot one.
Was it in VR?
I started Farpoint.
Oh. Oh, yeah, it was. I was about to say, did I spark you with my chatter?
Yeah, it was.
Now, you played Farpoint. I'm excited. I like Farpoint. That's one I got to finish. I'm like halfway through.
Oh, my God.
The best. You're playing with the aim controller.
Oh, yes.
The best gun switching mechanic ever.
Oh, yeah, over your shoulder?
Just reach back like a badass and pull down a different gun?
Yeah.
Ooh, yep. Doctor, it feels good. You just reach back. You come back with a shotgun. You run out of ammo. You don't have time to reload. You've switched that bastard out. Just keep going.
I'm at the part where I don't know how far along you are, but I just got to the part where I came to the... There's a cave full of, like, the giant... rock things, the rock monsters that charge you.
Mm-hmm. I have decided that I'm halfway through that game because that's what I've been saying this whole time. So at the time, I must have looked at how many chapters there were.
Mm-hmm.
And that must be how I've decided that I'm halfway through, but I don't remember where I'm at.
Yeah. That game, let me tell you something. If you have VR and you want to spend any time in VR, fucking get Farpoint.
It's good. It's good. It's got a nice story. It's got some gameplay.
The beginning of Farpoint alone was amazing.
Yeah. That game, I get real hot when I play that game for some reason, which is kind of neat because I fog up the mask and then I feel like my bubble is actually fogged up in my spacesuit.
It's a really good, and those things are creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that game is creepy without trying to be creepy.
The only thing it would have been cool if they did, that they would do, and I know the technology's probably not there, but instead, when those things jump at you, they like bounce off you. What if they stuck to the mask?
Yeah.
How awesome would that be?
Something I played, stuff does stick to the mask. You have to shake your head to get it off. Maybe it's Astrobot.
Huh.
It's weird when it sticks to the mask, because you're like, get the off of me. Get off! I'm saving the world here.
But yeah, Farpoint. If you're on VR, pick up Farpoint. Pick up Firewall. Pick up all of them.
Anything that starts with an F that uses the gun.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, and here's the problem. I'm having trouble now getting into other VR games because I like that using the aim controller so much that I don't want to play a game unless it uses it.
Yeah. You hear that yawn? You hear that?
I did.
I'm going to leave that in for everybody. Now, you could, you just need to switch to something, an Astrobot or a Moss or something like high quality.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you just got to switch to something high quality. I've got so much, I've got to play, I still want to play the Psychonauts, the Rhombus of Ruin. I've had that forever. The Derisine.
That's one I want to play too.
Still got that. That I want to play through. I've got so many downloaded games. So, I might make February all about VR.
I got some games I want to get into too.
PlayStation Plus subscriptions hit a new high. So Sony released a little bit of information in their most recent earnings call to investors. The PlayStation 4 console has sold worldwide 90 million units, which is a number we knew, but it's nice to hear it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
But something that came out that we didn't necessarily know is as of December 31st, 2018, 36 million people are paid subscribers of PlayStation's premium membership plan.
So it's a little over a third.
Yeah, it's a big number. By comparison, Nintendo recently announced that 8 million people were part of its paid Nintendo Switch Online, which is still pretty good.
Yeah.
All things considered, because they're pretty new with doing that whole thing. With a far, 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 far lead is Xbox, who claims to have 64 million active users. But here's the caveat is people say that they're very careful to always say that and not explain how many are Xbox Live users versus Xbox Live Gold users.
Right.
So we don't know the true number from Microsoft. Sounds like maybe some inflation's going on.
Maybe a little bit.
Cooking the books a little bit. But either way, those are all big numbers.
Yeah, they are. But here's the thing about PlayStation, about the PS4. Well, and Nintendo, actually, to a certain degree. To me, that number almost seems low. Because are you telling me that only a third of people who own a PS4 play online?
Yeah, I think so.
Because we talk about you need to have PlayStation Plus to play online.
Yeah, but we're talking worldwide. I mean, there's places that don't even have internet good enough to do
that's
so.
That's true. That's true. That's true, I suppose.
And then I would even say that number is inflated even more by people who have multiple PlayStation Plus accounts.
Well, yes.
So.
If they're, do you know people that have multiple Plus accounts?
I know people in the same household that have multiple PlayStation Plus accounts. But there are clearly people I've played with online that have multiple PlayStation Plus accounts.
Yes.
So, not personally, though. Speaking of PlayStation Plus, remember, February is the last month that we're going to get Vita and PS3 games.
Before we continue, I am super excited to see what they do come March.
Coming, it's VR, I'm telling you, it's happening.
It needs to be, it has to be.
Shuhei called me up, said we're doing VR
games.
It
has to be.
Did First he? One given away is Firewall, boom.
And well, Sean called me, so.
Sean Layden.
Who, Andrew. Doesn't Sean Layden, doesn't he look a lot like Billy McFarlane? Doesn't they could be brothers.
Like his uncle. Billy McFarlane, for those who don't know, scumbag involved in the Fyre Festival.
Fyre Festival.
Scumbag. So they're doing away with them, and it seems that they're already trying to get in front of this, so they have announced that they'll also be kicking up your storage, your online storage for save files. You're going from 10 gigs to 100 gigs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of save files.
Yeah, it is.
But I will say when they announced that you got 10 gigs, I'm like, that's a lot of save files, and I've been over my amount for a long time. So I constantly get the message saying, hey, there's no space to upload this. So looking forward to that. Let's stick with the PlayStation Plus. Let's talk about the free games for February.
Go for it.
2019. PS4, we're getting For Honor and Hitman Season 1. I know that we can't wait to play Hitman Season 1 together. PS3, we're getting Dive Kick and Metal Gear Solid 4 Guns of the Patriots. And for Vita, we're getting Gun House and Rogue Aces. It is worth noting that Gun House and Rogue Aces are both cross-buy for PS4.
Yes, they are.
That's your February 2019 PlayStation.
Actually, not horrible. It might give me a chance to give For Honor a try. I kind of wanted to, but I'm shying away from it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to spend the money on it.
I'm afraid that... So the PlayStation Plus thing is smart for that game because I'm afraid... I think it's on the Game Pass too. But jumping in and playing with people who have been playing for a while sounds impossible. But since there'll be an influx of people playing...
Right.
It might be an accessible time to jump into that.
Right. And Hitman Season 1... Yeah. I already talked about that game. Tried it, wasn't a fan.
Yep.
Just say that.
I'm not against playing it again.
Maybe I should give it a second try, maybe.
Yeah, see. I'm not against it. People love that game.
I know they do, but people are not always smart. Anyway.
That's true.
Moving on to games with gold for February.
There you go.
February.
Nailed it.
For the Xbox One, we have Bloodstained: Curse of the Moon from February 1st to the 28th. I'm not saying the fucking months anymore.
That's the prequel to Bloodstained: Ritual of the Night.
Yes. We have Super Bomberman R from the 1st to March 15th. We have WRC 6 FIA World Rally Championship, which is actually available now. And for the Xbox 360, we have Assassin's Creed Rogue and Star Wars Jedi Knight Jedi Academy. Nothing?
Nah.
Nothing?
Nah. Bloodstained looks cool.
Bloodstained looks cool.
Super Bomberman R is
junk.
It's not junk. Like, the idea of playing Bomberman with you guys sounds like a blast, but I have it on Switch already. So I will get it. I will download it and I'll have it. But I don't know, you know. I just don't know. I don't see us ever hooking up to play that.
I don't believe so, no.
Sharing on the X, what's that?
I won't be downloading it, so.
Oh. Sharing on the Xbox One, screenshots and videos just got much easier. It's been notoriously difficult throughout the life cycle to share screenshots and videos. But it seems that they made it a little easier. The Xbox app, known earlier in its life as Smart Glass, has been updated, and it can now share media from your Xbox One to social networks and your smartphone directory.
Whoop, whoop.
Xbox Director of Programming and Community figurehead Major Nelson shared the news on Twitter with a screenshot that showed Instagram, Discord, iMessage, email, and Twitter as some of the sharing options for the recently updated app. Thank God.
Easier is always better.
Go on and shoot an email of how you did that over to Nintendo, too, because they're struggling hard as well. Go on, forward that email. Forward that internal document right over to them, since y'all are buds now.
Buds. Besties.
Yeah. BFFs.
Besties.
BFFs.
So, some big news this week. GameStop gives up on trying to sell itself.
It seems like just a couple weeks ago we were talking about two potential buyers, Sycamore Hickory Investments and the other one.
Yes, GameStop has announced that it is no longer trying to sell itself to another company. The video game retail company did not provide further details as to what that means for its future, but its stock plummeted upon the announcement.
Let me tell you how this worked. The two places that were bidding, Lending Tree and whoever else, were bidding on this. Clearly they weren't willing to pay
the amount that, yes,
that GameStop felt was deemed was fair. GameStop didn't decide to not sell themselves.
They weren't able to sell themselves. They weren't able to find them. But here's the thing. And this is pretty typical of all people, companies in general. People always feel like they are worth more than they are currently being paid. And companies are the same way. GameStop feels we are worth a certain amount of money because we've been doing this a long time and we're established, blah, blah, blah. What they're not taking into account is the future of gaming, and what it seems is beginning to happen and will continue to happen. So they are inflating their price because they think we're worth this. The people who want to buy them are saying, no, you're not. Here's what I'll give you. And GameStop is saying, oh, but that's too little. We're worth this much. And the companies that are going to buy are repeating their refrain, no, you're not. We'll give you this much. So basically, it's probably not a thing that's going to happen. It's GameStop wants too much, and too many eyes are on what GameStop is going to bring to the future of gaming, which is probably not much.
What do you think they offered them in store credit? I need to get that out of my system.
yeah. Unfortunately,
substantially more, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, what you're probably going to see is you're going to see GameStop end up going away probably within the next 5 years. They've tried a number of, you know, reevaluations, trying new things, and it's just not going to happen. It's the way gaming is going now. I just don't see it happening. I do think you're going to see GameStop end up going away.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's going away, but oh well. I think they did a lot of
crappy things.
Yeah, they did a lot of bad things, and they didn't prepare for the future properly.
Yep, they kind of brought this upon themselves.
Sometimes people say you made your bed, now you have to lie in it.
That is a common refrain. Yes.
I believe that's what we're seeing here.
Yeah.
But if you believe in GameStop, maybe a good time to purchase some of that stock.
Yes, because it's low.
Low. You know?
Shorty get low.
Yeah. Or GameStop stock.
GameStop stock get low.
Nintendo has announced its next mobile game. It's Dr. Mario World. Does it excite you at all?
Nope.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm not upset about it. I like Dr. Mario. I'm terrible at the game, though.
That's basically Tetris.
Yep. Terrible at that, too.
Fair enough.
Yep. I do have the Dr. Mario arcade out there, which is probably, if I was going to play Dr. Mario, the way I would want to do it.
I agree with that. And here's the thing. I don't care about Dr. Mario. It is kind of good to see Nintendo trying to continue to step out of their boundaries a little bit, break out of their box. Nintendo going mobile, I think Nintendo's perfect for the mobile environment. What they do is perfect. It's a perfect melding. So, by all means, continue. I don't not care. I guess I said I don't care. I really don't have an opinion either way.
Right.
Because I'm not a Dr. Mario guy, and I'm not a mobile gamer. So, who cares? But I think it's great for Nintendo, and I think it's a perfect meld for that environment. So, more power to them.
A couple details about this. This comes on the heel of the announcement that Mario Kart Mobile is delayed.
Mm-hmm.
Mario Kart Tour, which is what it's called, has been delayed. And this is also the announcement of a new partnership. So Dr. Mario World is being developed or co-developed by Line, a Japanese company known for a variety of things, including Cookie Run. Maybe you remember Cookie Run. Now, producer Gerald's got a story pulled up that GameStop in Germany is giving away copies of Fallout 76 for the purchase of a used controller, which tells me two things. They purchased too many copies of Fallout 76, and also they're fucked.
Yes.
Those are the two things that I've gathered from that.
Yes.
They need those accessory sales because they gave somebody $8 for that controller. So they can pay for the controller and cover losses of Fallout 76 while also getting that shit out the door.
Right.
All in one swoop.
I will say the one thing GameStop does do good, well, for me anyway, because I don't sell that stuff to them, but that's where I go for my headsets.
Mm-hmm.
All the time, because it doesn't matter if it's a Turtle Beach, it doesn't matter what headset it is, they sell them bitches for $12.
Used headset.
It's just a used headset.
Right.
They do not differentiate between, this is the thing that came with your Xbox 360, and this is a Turtle Beach PX21. We'll give them props for that, because that's where I go to buy my headsets.
The last story and the most important on the entire list.
Oh my god, I'm not sure about this.
26 years later, Groundhog Day, the movie, is getting a sequel, and it's a VR game.
I just don't know. I guess it's kind of cool as far as an experience goes, but I don't know.
Sony has announced and released the first trailer for upcoming video game Groundhog Day, Like Father, Like Son. The VR game is a sequel to the 1993 Groundhog Day movie, taking place many years after the events of the original film. According to Sony, you play as a charming but arrogant Phil Connors Jr., who grew up in the shadow of his father, a man who spent a lifetime repeating a single day until he made it perfect. Just like his dad, Phil Jr. finds himself stuck living the same day over and over. One he is trapped in. The small town he thought he'd escaped, where he can't even get a decent cup of cappuccino and he's going to have to repeat that day over and over until he learns the true value of friends and family. Now, Like Father, Like Son is told entirely in VR.
Yes.
Explore branching narrative paths, and you'll see some characters that you're familiar with from the 1993 movie. It's going
AKA
to
Ned Ryerson, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's going to release for PSVR, Oculus Rift, and HTC Vive, and it's coming out sometime in 2019. I'm actually, I'm feeling pretty good about this.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't need that movie to be stepped on in any way.
No, it's going to be good. I'm excited.
You don't know that.
Producer Gerald's giving thumbs down, but he's wrong. You
don't know that.
It's going to be good. You see, that trailer's out. It's fine.
I saw the trailer. I'm done. I'm not having this conversation with you. You're being stupid right now. You know
that game's going to be good. Sony wouldn't shit on a franchise as storied as Groundhog Day unless they had good reason.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to be okay. I'll play it. You're not going to play it?
I'm going to wait.
Okay.
I'll have to wait and see. I do not need that movie to be ruined in any way. Does not warrant a sequel in any way.
I'm going to take it a step further. I'm going to watch the movie and then play the game right after.
You suck so bad.
I feel like you want that. You want that refresher right before you jump into the game.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm going to watch the movie and then
I've seen that movie later, so much I don't need a refresher.
A day later, I'm going to play the game.
I don't know that I'm playing the game, so.
Yeah, I am. I'm excited about it.
I know you are. Good for you.
It's a good game. 5 stars. I like that it's coming out on everything.
I do like that. I mean, that's cool.
For a game that Sony's involved with, I think that's cool. I would love to see Astrobot and Moss and some of those other PSVR exclusives start to trickle out to all of the platforms. I think Moss is on Oculus or Moss is on Rift. I like to see everything everywhere. As well as I'd like to see the stuff on Rift and Oculus come to PSVR as long as it doesn't have room scale. You know, I'd like to see
right.
that. You know, more VR, the better. I'll
I agree.
Say. That's it. That's all the new is.
That's it.
It's all the heart-pounding, seat-of-your-pants news that we have for today.
Yeah, some heavy stuff today.
Yep. Some big, big, hard-hitting investigative reporting. It's got John Wick Chronicles for VR pulled up.
It's not available on the PS4, though.
Can't enjoy it, then.
On PSVR.
No way to enjoy it, then, without that. Did you hear my stomach? It let out a little roar.
I did.
Some people call it a soft rumble.
I guess you're hungry. Why are you showing us Jump Force again?
Wouldn't mind. He really wants that Jump Force.
Is that why?
He's pulled it up like 12 times. We just have ignored it. And I like his I like his gusto right now. He's like, you're going to say something about this.
So I did.
It's been a little while since we've given a proper shout out. Remember, patreon.com/GameStitch. Get us at the $10 tier. We'll get a proper shout out. But today we don't have a shout out that anyone has sent in, but we have one we would like to offer. We would like to make.
Because that's what we do. You don't give us one. We give one to you.
But Zach,
or for you, I
Zach
should say.
Wimbush has donated at the shout out tier over on Patreon, and he also sent us a message saying that he is a longtime listener, episode 1, all the way till last week.
So here's the thing, Zach, I'd like to know, I really like to know if they've gotten better.
Here's the thing, let me add something to that. If they've gotten better, let us know. If they haven't, sir, we are glad that you have been around this whole time, and thank you for your continued support. Gerald, can you give me a thumbs up if you're buying that Jump Force? Because you got that thing up again. Just give me a thumbs up right now if you're spending the $600 that probably cost.
Something, anything.
Yeah, thumbs down, not buying it. Just in love with the picture.
Just keep showing it.
Just loving that collector's edition, not buying it though. I'm not sure what's happening.
That's not how any of this works.
I'm not sure. He's pulled it up a lot.
Don't want the game, but he likes that figure, must be.
Yeah. Check your text.
I did.
Like text. Oh, I do now. Let's see what he says about this Jump Force.
It says I he only wants the figure.
Here's the thing, though. You got to buy the fucking game to get that figure.
Right.
And if you buy the game and you buy the figure, why not play it and enjoy it?
Actually, there's been plenty of games that just have sold stuff without the game. You know that.
Yeah. Here, just buy it all. Just buy it and love it.
Yeah. Just go for it.
You heard it here first. Gerald's most played game of 2019. Jump Force.
Jump Force.
Jump Force. Big thank you to Zach Wimbush.
Thank you, Zach.
And a big thank you to everyone who listens out there in listener land, which is where everyone lives.
You think Zach can stop time and talk to the camera?
He could pause it and talk to it.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah, he could. Everybody can. You just have to want to.
No, everybody. No, only Zach's can.
No, I can.
You can stop time?
Uh-huh.
You're so full of shit.
I've been doing it this whole time. You just don't even know. That's the beauty of
that's
that.
That's called Skype fucking up. There's a difference.
Oh, my fault. It's just a bad connection. Never mind. Jump Force is back up there for those that are audio only, which is everybody. Stomach's going again. It's probably a good time to close out.
I would imagine so.
Yeah, it's probably a good time to close out. Now, again, I want to thank everyone who supports this show, either by listening or telling their friends or even financially. Remember, every dollar you spend on this show goes back into the show. We'll keep making this thing consistent. I don't want to claim better. We'll keep making it, though.
We can shoot for better. But
we're going to keep on making it.
That's right. We're going to keep on keeping on. Mm-hmm. We like to be, hopefully we'll be able to step up some things.
We're thinking about changing the tagline to, we still do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have thought about that.
We still do this. It still happens weekly, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Boom. You got anything you want to add? Anything you want to say to everybody?
I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Super Bowl Sunday. Enjoy your foods. Enjoy your friends.
Enjoy your sub stadium.
That's right. Enjoy imbibe and alcoholic beverages or non-alcoholic beverages if you prefer.
Remember, don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
Dan's got a DD.
I do have a DD.
Follow us on the social. What?
I had one last Saturday, too, which is part of the reason I couldn't be here Sunday.
We just said you had a previous engagement. You don't have to give it away. You don't have to tell them that you were shit-faced and couldn't make it up that early.
They didn't have to know. I was out late. I did have a previous. It was a previous engagement, though. You're not wrong.
You can follow us on Twitter at @game_stitch. I am at Podcast Ryan. Dan is at Shirtless Dan. And producer Gerald is at Hoffman Show. Be sure to reach out to producer Gerald and tell him you appreciate what he does. He didn't have to do this for you guys. He actually does it for us. Mm-hmm. In turn, we think it makes the show better, and we promise we're working on you being able to see what producer Gerald does. So tell him that you appreciate him. Again, we're on the multiplayer channel over on Dash Radio. If you haven't listened there, check it out. Don't be alarmed if it has a different intro. If you're on Dash, you won't even hear this part, so cut that right out for you guys. Not even talking to you right now. I don't know why I'm talking to you because you can't even hear me. But you should listen over there as well. Support those guys. They have supported us.
Yes, they have.
So check that out. That's all I have.
That's all I got.
That's all I got. Gerald, do you have anything you want to say to the people out there, the fine folks in listener land?
Here comes another Jump Force photo.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering what he's got up his. If he's got something he wants to. He's got a shout out he wants to make. I don't know if it's coming in text form. He's got that eBay app pulled up, though, on his...
He does.
That eBay right there on the desktop. It's right there on the desktop.
Yeesh. What do you got, Daryl?
What's he doing? He's on Bing. Let's see what the message is.
Bing? Who uses Bing?
Anybody that wants to search faster than Google. I've read the ads. I love you. That's his message. That's a good message.
It is. That's,
it's a good message.
It's heartwarming.
Yeah. Gerald loves everyone out there in listener land. We're going to be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.